AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Last week, the interim CEO of JEA, Paul McElory, placed the utility's chief administrative officer, Herschel Vineyard, on paid leave. Yesterday, Vineyard's lawyer said that his client's been wrongly told to resign, which he won't be doing, and that he's being wrongly investigated by the city of Jacksonville. All this comes in the wake of both a subpoena to JEA from a federal grand jury and an ongoing probe by the Jacksonville City Council. Out of over 1,300 cases, 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus. In St. Johns County, there have been 233 cases. Clay's had 321 and Nassau's had 66. Statewide, there are nearly 47,000 infections with over 2,000 deaths. Last night, the Duval County School Board voted to buy over 140,000 face masks, one for each member of the faculty, staff, and student body. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295 northbound, getting off right at Blanding Boulevard. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high 91. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 70, right now 72 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Trump administration is giving $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community. Next week, all 50 states are set to partially reopen. And a new study says most of those collecting unemployment can now bring home more money than when they were actually employed.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
804, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Don't forget, after the morning show, we have all of our podcasts lined up. Normally about 15, 20 minutes long, very fast-paced, some things that you may have an extension of the morning show or some things you may have not heard of the morning show. We have it on the podcast ready to go. Just go to WBOB.com and click on where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Again, that's WBOB.com. Unemployment claims now 35 million Americans looking for work out there. But according to the White House economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, he says, well, the economy may be rebounding quicker than what they had originally forecasted.
In fact, one of the things that I'm seeing in the real-time data is that things are going back faster than I expected. And so, as an example, we have a measure of how many businesses in the U.S. are open, and it was 50% on April 11th. And it's just a count of businesses, so it's not the same as GDP. It's 67% today. And so we're very, very rapidly opening up. And so I think what it means is that the stimulus that we passed really did build the bridge to the other side. And so
it's going to be a big debate whether or not it was the stimulus or whether or not it was some of the states reopening, even with the soft reopening. But don't get too excited about this, folks. Again, when you can only open up at 25%, but your cost is still at 40%, it's kind of like saying, well, I'm getting 2% rate of return on my money, but inflation's at 3%. It doesn't really matter. Even though more companies may be having a soft reopening, but the question is, are people actually spending money? They are actually, the White House economist says, that they've even done more than what FDR did in the Great Depression.
So right now, what we're doing is we're watching and we're planning. We're not watching and waiting. We're planning if we need to do more stimulus, then potentially we'll consider that. But if it looks like what we've done already, which again is more than twice as big as what we did in the New Deal over the entire 1930s, it could be that that's going to end up being big enough.
Interesting. So the Democrats say that they wanted a New Deal approach. I guess they're probably getting it when it comes to spending. Louisiana, that's right, John Kennedy has said that, wait a second, before we spend more money on bailouts for states and local municipalities, we've already done it at $150 billion. It's quite possibly that they haven't even started spending the money already.
Well, we've already given the states, the money's appropriated, $150 billion. We told the states and the cities, you can spend it on coronavirus expenses. I want to pass a bill that says if you have a revenue shortfall as a result of coronavirus, you can use it to offset the revenue shortfall. That may mean that we don't need the Pelosi bill. I do know this. We have given them already $150 billion. And I'll bet you most states and cities haven't spent it yet.
So there you go. So the question is, if they haven't spent it, what are they waiting on, or what are they going to spend it on? Florida farmers are getting part of a $19 billion, well, some would call it a bailout to support the nation's agriculture community. Here's President Trump.
Now we're standing strong with our farmers and ranchers once again. In normal times, roughly 40% of fresh vegetables and about 40% of beef grown and raised in the United States is distributed to restaurants and other commercial food establishments. But as you know, the virus has forced many of our nation's restaurants to temporarily close, and this has taken a major toll on our farmers and growers. For this reason, my administration is launching a sweeping new initiative, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Through this effort, we are providing $19 billion to support our nation's agricultural producers.
And many of that will use money to, for also a lot of the food banks out there as well. When it comes to sales tax loss in Florida, how high could it go?
In Florida, the state collects sales tax. That money funds more than 70% of the state's general revenues, money that goes to things like education and health care. Economy at a standstill. Estimates are that the sales tax in Florida plummeted by more than $700 million. Jimmy Patronis is the state's chief financial officer and a member of Governor Ron DeSantis' cabinet. Patronis said he does not think the COVID-19 pandemic will result in state layoffs, major cuts to state services, or tax increases, but he does think the state may have to freeze hiring and look at other tough measures.
And then one of the areas that a lot of people are going to be looking at with your local school boards and your local cities, depending on how much money they may or may not get from COVID-19 related areas, will they increase taxes here and propose it in the next several months? Ahmaud Arbery, this was the unfortunate shooting that took place where a young black man died due to what was going on, as some would say, being chased down in a community where they reported of having certain criminal activity. It shows of a new report, CBS News reports, that Ahmaud Arbery in 2017 had a run-in with the police. Here's the clip.
You got an ID on you, man?
Body cam footage from 2017 shows a Glynn County police officer approach Ahmaud Arbery in a Brunswick, Georgia park.
Grab it with you, okay?
As the officer returns from running Arbery's license, Ahmaud appears to be upset.
I ain't got on me. What the with me for? I'll tell you why I'm here, man.
Why?
I'll tell you why I'm
why?
Here. Because this area is known for drug activity.
You got a reason to touch me, bro.
I'm not searching you. I'm checking you for weapons. All right, man?
Less than 2 minutes later, another officer appears, and Arbery refuses to let them search his car.
You're not allowing me to search your car?
You can't go in my...
I'm not asking you. Just don't reach the car, man.
You can't have your pocket.
Hands out your pocket.
Second officer then orders Arbery to the ground after he fires his taser, but it malfunctions and doesn't shock Arbery.
I got one day off a week. One day.
Okay.
One day off a week. I'm trying to chill on my day off, bro.
Eventually, they let Arbery go.
So, Roger, you and I both saw the same clip.
Right.
Listen, I know some people are going to have a predetermined idea. I mean, at the time, in 2017, it was a known area for drugs. He was there. You know, he mouthed off to the cops. You know, you and I both agree, you don't do that. But also, you know, he had a suspended license. They think they might have had marijuana, but they just kind of let him go. I don't want people to look at this and predetermine, going, see, why was he running? He must have been guilty. No, no. You've got to look at the case-by-case basis out there. Mm-hmm. And I think some people may get a predetermined idea to assume that maybe Arbery was already guilty. He was running around in an area where maybe he shouldn't have been. I think that's what some people may look at. Again, you and I said that this 2017 tape of him, you don't mouth off to the cops, but this should not be an underlining factor of whether or not he should have been chased down like the father and son did.
You know, people need to understand, our police officers, they go through very extensive ongoing training and reinforcement. They're able to deal with situations that some vigilantes, you know, picking up a shotgun and chasing people down the street don't have. You're not the police. Let the police do their job. And if you think there's a problem, pick your phone up and call 911 and let them handle it. You don't have to enforce the law, of course, unless your life is in danger.
With schools looking to reopen, Roger, we know that some of the colleges in the state of Florida, like, Eastern State Community College, some of the Jacksonville University schools down in South Florida as well, are looking to reopen possibly by August or September. But what about some of the traditional public schools? What about some of the charter schools, National Alliance for Public Charter Schools, Nina Reese?
In general, our advice to charter schools is to listen to what the CDC has to say. But at the end of the day, these decisions are going to have to be made at the community level.
Now, it's going to be, Roger, I'm going to be very curious to see what type of proposals. I know that local school districts are looking at possibly doing some of these polls out there when parents are going to decide, or what they would like to decide, when schools should reopen. Roger, I'm really looking forward to those poll numbers.
Exactly. And I was just following a story that in Northeast Florida, in Duval County, the school board just decided to buy, I guess, their N95 masks for all the students, teachers, and faculty for the upcoming school year to hopefully make kids and families and the teachers feel more safe.
Roger, usually those every year get a cola, not like a Coca-Cola, no,
right.
A cola,
Pepsi.
Which is a cost of living adjustment every year. And what was this, in 2020, there was a 1.6% added onto your Social Security. Well, the White House is saying probably not this year. The COVID-19 could be wiping away your cost of living adjustment increase for 2021. But Democrats say, don't worry about it. We've got a way of resolving this. We're just going to jack up your Social Security taxes.
House Democrats considering tax increases to pay for Social Security. Let me explain this. They want to go from a threshold of $132,000. That's how much you're taxed on now. They want to go up to $400,000. Also, they want to raise the tax rate over a 25-year period, from what is it, Ash? 6.2 to
7.4%. Over a 25-year period.
So that is over...
So here we go. So with all the spending, again, we've lost a lot of tax revenue in the state of Florida. Are we going to use budget surpluses? Are we going to have to raise property taxes? The millage rate, maybe have more impact fees. What about sales taxes as well? But when it comes to your Social Security, the Dems will propose of jacking up your FICA taxes. The reason why we have to do this, California Democrat John Garamini says, well, one of the big reasons why, that if all your companies would have stopped doing away with the traditional pensions, we possibly would not be looking at raising your taxes.
A profound change in retirement programs across the nation over the last 15 to 20 years. Most companies have moved away from plans that provide a defined benefit. They've gone to one that does not have a defined benefit, and more are not providing much, if any, retirement savings or retirement programs at all. And we've seen this really.
So the Democrats don't take responsibility for the massive amount of spending and what they've blown. Instead, we're just going to blame companies because you guys decided to get off a defined benefit. Coming up next, more bailout money for your local city in Florida. How do you define when it was pre-COVID and when COVID started? We'll have that discussion coming up next with our guest, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Light traffic on JTB eastbound, right before San Pablo. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high 91. Mostly cloudy this evening with the low of 70, right now 72 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change. Brought to you by Badcock Home Furniture and More in Callahan. Your style, their credit.
Torrance is a dad, and he was heartbroken after seeing his daughter so upset when she learned she wasn't going to be able to walk at her university's graduation. So, he decided to bring the graduation to their driveway. And like most dads, Torrance went all out for his little girl. He built a full stage, had speakers, a podium, and a backdrop. It looked like a real university's graduation. The neighbors sat in their driveways and clapped as Gabriella walked across the stage in her cap and gown, of course, and received her hard-earned diploma. And who better to give it to her than her dad? Most people walk by weeds and think they're just that, weeds. But they're not, and people are making that known. They're writing on the sidewalk with chalk the names of the plants that are growing through the cracks of cement. The whole idea is to help others connect more with nature. Now that's good news.
At Badcock Home Furniture and More in Callahan, spring is all about renewal and celebrating the mothers in our lives. That means Badcock has some great savings. The Briarwood 5-piece dining set is over $300 off. Get a Concord Chaise Rocker Recliner, only $399. The Haley Teal Sofa is only $399. And washer dryer pairs start at just $899. Don't forget the outdoor equipment as well. No credit refused at Badcock Home Furniture and More, US 1 South in Callahan.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
The shelter-in-place programs have been tough for lots of local businesses. Podium is a way to keep your local business functioning while practicing social distancing. Podium is a messaging tool that helps communicate with customers faster and more efficiently than speaking on the phone. It makes your business line textable, a better way to connect with customers by requesting reviews, accepting payments, converting website leads, and just letting them know you're open. There's even a free version for businesses who want to try it out. Go to podium.com/news today.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. White House economists say improving numbers indicate the economy is quickly recovering. Lawmakers are demanding results after coughing up $3 trillion to salvage the economy. And a new video shows Ahmaud Arbery had confrontations with Georgia police in 2017.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Former city councilman, also part of the Charter Review Commission, and he co-hosts this show a lot with us all the time. Councilman Matt Schellenberg here on our Newsmaker line. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing great. What a beautiful day.
Good. And Matt also does a lot of fill-in when I'm occasionally out of town. Hey, so let me play this clip here. I want to stress this. I'm a big fan of Congressman John Rutherford. Let me play the clip because I wonder if the media, come on. The media is never known to take things out of context, Matt. Trust me. Listen to this clip. And I just wonder, this is about, because the city of Jacksonville was able to get several hundred million, maybe a few hundred, maybe
159 million.
$159 million, which they got from the First CARES Act, and the congressman did what he thought was best about helping out the city and the local community when it came to helping out those in a time of need, to shore up maybe a revenue loss when it comes to taxes for the city, also to shore up maybe those that needed a debit card that had been hurt by some of the lockdowns. Listen to what he says, that he wouldn't support any cities with bad fiscal policies, but some cities that are not irresponsible may need some money. And I'm just saying, are we trying to have it both ways? Listen to this clip.
There certainly needs to be additional aid, I think, the state and local. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to allow the bailing out of states that were in bad financial shape already as a result of their poor economics. We cannot allow this pandemic to be used to bail out cities that have been financially irresponsible. That I will fight against. But I do believe that there are some needs out there within cities that have been responsible economically that are still going to need some assistance.
Now, again, I'm not throwing any blame on the Congress. I'm just saying that this is going to get dissected, Matt. It could be in the worst way. So what I'm saying is that how do you determine where does the fine line to help those of pre-COVID? Oh, and then there was that exact line that it was passed, and then we went into COVID. Can anybody tell me the dates? I mean, what type of accountability out there is to show that maybe some of these cities that are getting money that they're not using it for pre-COVID related ideas of maybe your pension system?
Well, let's look at the $159 million that he got. Only $40 million is going to be given directly to people, and that would be 40,000 families are going to get $1,000. That leaves really basically $119 million. So how is that money going to be allocated? Is it so that's a lot of money. Do you know realize that's almost 10% of the city budget last year, or that going forward this year, the budget I think was around 1.2. So basically 10% of the money left over that the mayor got and the city got, how is that money going to be spent? And so when John Rutherford talks about these things, what effect does this have on the city budget, and how is that money being spent? Is it for projects for individuals, or is it going to be used for staff or sidewalks? I want to know, $120 million. Why don't they, if they believe that it's needed for the citizens, how come the citizens, the families didn't get $2,000 or $3,000 to help them tide over and pay the rent? So if you're not paying the rent, the landlord gets impacted, then the utilities don't get paid. It's the unintended consequences of shutting down the society and trying to get it rebuilt.
Yeah,
because
let me explain. I'm not throwing the congressman under the bus, neither are
right.
you. He appropriates
right.
money. For example, your local municipality that you represent, and the congressman does a good job here, they tell you what they need. He appropriates the money. But my question is, and it's not his fault, the question that I'm asking is that when you have bean counters, I don't want to say that as offensive anyway, but you got accountants at City Hall or in the city, wherever you're listening to the show this morning, that sit back and say, this is the amount of money we need. Who oversees them to make sure that they're spending the money properly then?
Okay, this is good, excellent question. We have in city council, we have council auditors. And if we backtrack, they're the ones that actually found out about the PUB plan at JEA. So they do an amazing job. I think there's a staff around 30, and they look at the flow of the money that the city gets from revenue, ad valorem taxes, sales tax, all sorts of fees and things like that. They actually audit all that stuff all the time. And that's when they give a report about how the money's being spent. So making sure that honesty and distribution of the money is going to the right place. So I think that what we're going to see is they're going to have the council auditor look at how that rest of the $159 million is being spent. And quite frankly, I've never been comfortable with the fact that you don't know how it's going to be spent. Okay? And it's going to be spent. And it's, remember, money is fungible. It can go anywhere, okay? So when people say, as John said, it doesn't go to pensions, how does he know that? So if Chicago gets some money and they were going to use general funds for, let's say, parking, and they go, well, no, we have the money for this money from the federal government, we can go to parking, and that then instead of going to parking, it goes to pension.
Let me take a quick break. I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about JEA. Matt Schellenberg hanging out with me and Roger this morning, 825. Your call is also at 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Looking at some slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed westbound, a little before University. Go ahead and add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high 91. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 70, right now 72 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
God tells us that it is impossible for us to love Him and not love those around us, particularly our brothers in Christ. In John 13, Jesus says this, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. See, listen, here's the deal. Can we love the unlovable so that as we attempt to be good stewards of our testimony, that those around us would see Christ in us?
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
The Florida Theater is proud of our city, and they're standing together with you. There's lots of chaos around us these days, but we will get through this. The Florida Theater has postponed many of their upcoming events for now, but they still have so much to look forward to in the months ahead. The Florida Theater has been here since 1927, and they're not planning on going anywhere. They look forward to providing you with memorable experiences in the very near future. Visit floridatheater.com for more information.
The Florida Theater is supported by Community First Credit Union.
All right, 29 minutes after 8 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. A lot of emails coming in on the Arbery. They're saying that, Roger, me and you are wrong.
How so?
On the Arbery. Can you hear me, Roger?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. How are we wrong?
No, well, they say that you and I were on the wrong side and that Arbery attacked them. Okay, I'm going to explain this on the other side. Also, coming up next, a little bit on JEA and cities looking at raising your taxes. We'll talk about it coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There have been thousands of evacuations in central Michigan, where the failure of two dams in Midland County unleashed catastrophic flooding. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the dams in Edenville and Sanford gave way after a few days of torrential rains. Parts of the city of Midland, including Dow Chemical's main plant there, have been evacuated, and Midland, which is about 80 miles north of Lansing, could be swamped by up to 9 feet of water later today. President Trump calls them super-duper missiles. The Pentagon working on hypersonic weapons. They can travel a mile a second, maneuver in ways that make them difficult to detect and destroy in flight. Russia claims it already has such weapons in its arsenal, and China said to be working on them. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 334 points, S&P futures 36 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police this morning are still looking into a shooting death from last night in Jacksonville. It happened at an apartment complex on Acme Street. The victim was 34 years old. Navy officials aren't saying exactly why they did it, but yesterday they stripped a captain of her command over a ship that calls Mayport its home. Captain Erica Hoffman was commanding officer of the guided missile cruiser USS Philippine Sea. The officials did say there was a loss of confidence in Hoffman's work in that post, which she'd held for just over a year. Selling a dog, a cat, or a rabbit could soon be a much more regulated action, at least in Nassau County. Their Board of Commissioners is looking at a measure that would only allow animal welfare organizations, shelters, and certified breeders to do so. There'll be a public hearing about it next month. 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus that's out of over 1,300 cases. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
The Obamagate floodgates are opening. What do you need to know about the biggest political scandal in American history? Tune in to America First with me, Dr. G, with Joe DiGenoa and Victoria Tansing for the latest updates. Congressman Steve Scalise on why Nancy doesn't want to come back to work. And then my buddy Boris Epstein and Jennifer Horn on the latest crazy developments in D.C. and California.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Looking at some slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed westbound, a little before University. Go ahead and add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, then scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon, a high of 91. Cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Next week, all 50 states are set to partially reopen. A new study says most of those collecting unemployment can now bring home more money than when they were actually employed. And the Trump administration is giving $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Matt Schellenberg, who a businessman also fills in for us when we're out from time to time, is here on our newsmaker line. Hey, so real quick, so Roger, by the way, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. We played the video, the clip of 2017 where Arbery had a run-in with the police. Okay, big deal. Some people trying to predetermine. See, he has a track record of, okay, whatever. I mean, who doesn't in some cases? But the police let him go. So I got an email. They don't list a name, but it just says the younger McMichael was on the phone with 911 immediately before, if not during the shooting. Really? So to say, he says, Roger and Ed, to say that we should let the police handle things, they apparently tried to call 911 and note that Arbery is the one who initiated the scuffle with the elder McMichael. Arbery ran to the right side of the truck, then immediately turned left and rushed toward McMichael grabbing the shotgun. Please do a little bit more research info what happened. So let me tell you something. We've done the research. This is how I responded. Roger, then why was the truck parked in front of Arbery waiting on him?
Yeah.
Why didn't they wait on the police? In fact, why not follow Arbery and stay on the line with the cops? The best thing and the smartest thing would have been the father and son to do that. And by the way, this is what I also stated, Roger. And again, you correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw two guys in front of you as you're running towards them 50, 80 feet away, one of them had a gun
pulled
and it was
out.
Brandished out there, I would either run or I'm going to go after them in self-defense. So
fight,
there.
Fight or flight. And if someone's pulled out a shotgun and they're obviously following you, this was the fight mechanism. Arbery was trying to save his life because he knew that he was in danger when someone has a gun brandished.
Yeah, so he says, so you're either stupid or crazy. Would you attack someone armed instead of turning around and running? Well, if they're already waiting on me, what's to prevent them from getting in the back of their trucks and chasing me down? If that's all I've got, heck yeah, I'm going to go after the guy.
And you have
was he brandishing, not to say open carry, why was he brandishing a shotgun?
And not only that, you know, Arbery knew he could not outrun the truck, so he probably went into fight mode.
Yeah, he had plenty of time to run. Well, why am I being stalked then? Why am I being stalked? Come on, folks. Look, you got to think like a court case right here. Oh, my word.
I could say a whole lot here. You know, I really can't, but I'm going to bite my tongue. But here's the deal, okay? You know, let's try to be fair and objective. You know, the guy hadn't done anything wrong. Yeah, he mouthed off to the cops back when he was younger, okay? I've never done that myself. That takes a lot of guts, in my opinion. But, you know, the average person's not a police. Obviously, you're allowed to defend yourself if your own safety and life is in danger. These guys were acting like vigilantes, in my opinion.
Hey, all right, let's play some more clips here. Here is did you hear the interview we had with Rory Diamond yesterday, Matt?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we asked some fun questions with Rory Diamond, who leads that special investigations on the Jacksonville committee to invest, Jacksonville City Council to, investigate what was going on with JEA. He says, yes. Now this isn't subpoenas. These are people that just, hey, would you mind coming in? He says the number's up to around 40. He thinks the number should go to 60. I wonder if that number could increase a lot more.
I think that once you find, it's like anything else when you're investigating, once you find a trail, you have to go down it and see what's going on. Does Tommy Zuri is going to be the, supposedly the next president? Don't know. That will be voted on, I think, next month. But the question I have is it going to be extended? If you're going to be interview 40 people, how long is it going to take you to do that? You're going into the fall, and then during the fall, you got the budget to deal with. So there's a lot of things going on at City Hall right now, and that's just one of the many things that are concerning to the citizens. By the way, did you read the article that Herschel Venue hired the same lawyer that Melissa Dykes did? Hank Cox, he's a very good lawyer, but he basically said he wasn't going to resign.
Interesting. Here's one of the clips from News 4 Jax.
We're learning more about a city council committee's investigation into the now scuttled sale of JEA. New documents have revealed one of the utilities that was an interested buyer was using lobbyists and consultants with close ties to Mayor Curry.
It's gaining a lot of attention is this letter from NextEra, the FPL company, that the company that owns FPL, and their involvement in this, and the number of people that have ties to Mayor Curry that were working for FPL. The list of names of lobbyists, attorneys, and consultants have been raising eyebrows. That's because of the ties some of them have to Mayor Curry and his administration.
Okay, so let me stop right there. There was this list that came out of those that have a very close association with Mayor Landon Curry. So let me play the devil's advocate. Roger brings up a good point. Several other people listen to the show. Hey, yeah, the mayor hasn't publicly come out and endorsed the selling of JEA, but even though his allies have worked on the front line, but why not hire the mayor's individuals? Matt, Roger brings up a good point. If they're in the know, why not hire some of the people that have close ties with them?
Of course, that's what you do. I think the list was like 12 different people. What you do, you hire everybody so they won't actually go against you. So I don't know how much each person got involved, any corporation, but you hire a lot of them so you lock them out of basically going on the other side and fighting you on that side. My position has always been the same. We should know what the value of JEA is and then go out to the public and say, hey, is this what we want to do? What they didn't do, they didn't do that. And quite frankly, what they did was a disrespect for law, moral judgment, and everything else that you can throw into the book that what you don't want to do. Bill Gulliford and I had a committee, and the mayor says, if we got net $3 billion, that'd be great. Bill Gulliford and I said, that's not good enough. We said $4 billion, and then we'll take a look at it, bring it to the citizens, and see and give you the pros and cons, and then we'll decide what to do.
Matt,
that's not what it was done.
Matt, was there any discussion about maybe taking the money, the proceeds, that $4 billion minimum that you talked about, and putting it in a trust fund that could not be touched, or no?
The answer is yes. You could do. The city has three things. The city itself has $1 billion in debt. You could be the only city in the country that without any debt. Second of all, you can pay off on $4 billion. You can pay $1 billion into the pension, and the actual cost per year of the general fund to the pension obligation would substantially reduce. And then $2 billion earning 5%, you actually net the city more money on a cash flow basis every year for the next 30 years.
Sell it.
It was extraordinary. Yes. But the point is, the mayor didn't do that. He said this. You have to, people, generally speaking, if you explain the situation with people, why you might be interested in doing this, the mayor just said, we're going to pay off this. No. You do this, you do that, and you have basically an annuity that
Matt,
earns 5% would be federal.
I'm with you on this. But before we get going, because Matt's going to join us later on today with the podcast with some other guests. This is my whole point. I'm not beating up on Susie Wiles, and I'm not beating up on Paul Harden. I mean, these are good people. They do a lot for the community.
Yeah,
I think because they have a friendship with the mayor, okay, well, big deal. I mean, if they got asked to it, I mean, if there's some money involved to whether they have a position or not, there is not like some sort of conspiracy, I think, on that level. What I'm saying is to what I find interesting of all this is that And again, I don't have a personal beef with these guys, but you got one of these guys, the mayor's, the former, what was it, the, what was Sam Moses, the chief administrative officer of the city?
The chief operating officer, yes.
The chief operating
officer. He basically ran the city day to day.
Right. And then you've got Tim Baker and these guys. I'm just saying, they sat here, and correct me where I'm wrong, according to the news reports, they denied having any role with FPL. FPL's a good outfit, by the way. Let me just tell everybody that. And then they find out when FPL, the parent company of FPL, releases the list of who is advising them. Guess who's on that list? Tim Baker and Sam Moussa.
So, interesting enough, according to the letter that Tim Baker said, he said he resigned July 1st, but it didn't take effect until July 31st. And it was during that period of time, 30 days, in which they came out and said, we're going to sell JEA, they did the pub plan, they did all this stuff. So even though he signed a letter that was not going to be effective until the end of the month, he was still engaged in the process. And you're telling me that during these conversations, even if he wasn't getting paid, he did not pass information on that he had gathered to pass it along to both the mayor and NextEra, Florida Power and Light. That would be absolutely insane if you believe that to be true.
All right. All right, Matt Schellenberg, okay. Good to have you
great
on today,
thank
man.
You. I'll see you soon. Thanks.
We'll see you
bye
soon.
Bye.
All right. Anyway. All right, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Hey, back to the whole Rutherford. I'm getting some emails here. Roger, do you understand where I'm getting at?
I believe that Rutherford was completely honest, and it made sense. You know, you don't want to bail out, you know, years and years of financial mismanagement, but go ahead.
Right, no, I'm not. I believe he is legit in this. All I'm saying is, this is all I'm saying, you're going to get skeptics of the pension system. I mean, first off, you could sit back and say, hey, Ed and Roger, the city of Jacksonville is doing quite well. We haven't jacked up our taxes. Well, that's because you got a lot of tax base coming in, okay? And besides, it's always good because if you got more money coming in, then why is it we're always increasing government spending, okay? Why don't we return some of that money? Having said that, my whole point is about the pensions. The Congress on the Republican side and on the Senate side has said, we do not want to be bailing people out pre-COVID-19. I agree with the congressman.
Mm-hmm.
The question is who is deciding the dateline? It's that line right there, Roger, the red line, I should say.
Well,
what would be considered pre-COVID? The bottom line is the debate's going to come around going, well, wait a second. We shouldn't bail states out that haven't done a proper fiscal management. I'm just saying there's going to be an argument on the pension side that the city has not done a proper job. All I'm saying is that will unfortunately go into attacks on the congressman. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I do get that in what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
But I believe what's going to have to happen, you're not going to be able to audit everything down to the very penny as to how much money that they lose because of COVID-19 shutdowns and how much is going towards previous debt. But I do believe you can come up with a reasonable estimate. And you may end up paying a little bit toward what was going on beforehand, but not a whole lot, because you're talking about years and years and years of money being piled up into the debt, into the red. And, if you come close, I think that's reasonable.
Okay, so I just find it's a very interesting mm-hmm. discussion. You know how I'm saying it. All right, 844 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on Monument Road southbound, turning on to Atlantic. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, then scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon, a high of 91. Cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
As we enter into our new normal, we find some things changing, like the basic handshake. It's just not sanitary. So what will take its place? Will we revive the tradition of wearing hats and simply dip the brim of our hats at each other? Ma'am? Maybe we could just stand back and suspiciously eye each other. Perhaps we can learn from our dogs and approach one another sniffing. You know, to detect the smell of sanitizer. What were you thinking? Whatever the new normal looks like, we'll adapt. This message brought to you by...
Whether you're driving a luxury, classic, or exotic vehicle, or just something to get around town, Firehouse Auto Spa can take care of you. Firehouse Auto Spa offers mobile service for detailing, odor removal, paint correction, and more. Their facility on St. John's Bluff Road can handle restorations, window tint, ceramic coatings, and more on cars, boats, and aircraft. Check out the great reviews at FirehouseAutoSpaJax.com. Then call 803-1027. 803-1027. Firehouse Auto Spa. Premium car detailing services in Jacksonville with exceptional attention to quality. Call for an appointment anywhere at 803-1027.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Heroes, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, lighthouseretirement.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Lawmakers are demanding results after coughing up $3 trillion to salvage the economy. A new video shows Ahmaud Arbery had confrontations with Georgia police in 2017. And White House economists say improving numbers indicate the economy is quickly recovering.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
It's an additional $600 per week per person for anyone on unemployment insurance. That allows an individual to make about $48,000 a year on unemployment assistance. Many individuals that don't make $48,000 in their normal job, but they're making $48,000 now on unemployment assistance. Literally, it would encourage people that make less than $48,000 a year to not go back to work because they could make more by staying on unemployment.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Going to work,
that's Oklahoma Senator James Lankford. A new study by the University of Chicago. Like, I'm really surprised by this. 70% of those currently unemployed, but you're getting unemployment payment, Roger, are bringing home more money than they were actually employed. We're really shocked by that.
Going back,
and the White House is telling companies, hey, listen, if you can bring back employees and employees sit back and go, well, we can't come back to work, we want to know the reasons why. For example, if you're making more money on unemployment benefits, then they should be cut off. Here, listen, I agree with this, Roger, but you create this monster, people, understandably so, take advantage of this monster, and now you want to sit back and criticize for the very thing you created.
Well, here's the deal. You know, nobody's going to, you know, to get a pay cut to go back to work, to be frank with you, because there are not only that, but you're talking about expenses, gas, transportation costs, and childcare is a huge expense if you have little ones at home, and all the daycare centers and schools are closed right now. But you know what? There's corporate welfare, too. No one really complains that much when, you know, corn growers get paid extra for not growing as much as their crop, and maybe people who are just average middle-class people see this as a windfall.
All right, we got a lot of emails yesterday on the NFL's hiring proposal when it comes to minorities. For example, if you hire a black coach and then keep the black coach around for several years, you can move up not just in the third round, but the second and the first round. So you would get much more of, some would call, a unfair pick. Because why? It was all based on keeping those that are they competent, or you hire them based on skin color. Here's one from Julie. Hey, Ed, guess what? My husband played college football. He's very successful. And by the way, we are both black Republicans, she says.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. I think that we should hire more of those in the black community, but hire me based on my effort and based on my success, not based on my skin color. Give me a break.
No one wants to have a label handed over their head that you only got this job because you're a minority. They want to, you know, have that position. And you know, it's a good job, you know, but say, you know, because I earned it and I deserved it. The problem we've got is there probably are some people out there who probably could do the job well, but they're overlooked because they don't fit the image.
Right. Here's one from Michelle. Hey, Ed, if they're banking six figures, sometimes it's always the adage, it's always who you know to get that job, whether you have the experience or not. I understand where you and Roger are coming from, but you know what? I don't think people are going to be complaining. It doesn't matter the color. If they can do a good job and they're banking on that smack, as you and Roger talk about, heaven bless them out there. A lot of people have been weighing in on that one as well. Here's one from Jimmy. Ed, you make a valid point. The government creates all of these people to collect unemployment. And then when things turn around, the people that don't want to go back to work, how do you not blame them? I think that's a valid point out there as well. Hey, Ed, you asked how would you grade people on the financial area when it came to doling out money for COVID-19? Well, if you're going to talk about doling out money, the president gets an A+. I'm not saying I agree with it, but certainly he has done a lot more than what most people thought. Here's one from Jaylene. She says Congress on both sides gets an absolute F. She goes, the Democrats just over expenditures. But then again, the Republicans out there, oh, we shouldn't be spending this money on arts. But Ed, as you point out, they voted for the same bill. Here's another one. This one's from Jerry. Ed, I understand where Congressman Rutherford's coming from. I'm also a big fan, but I think the media will take his comments out of whack here. But it is a valid argument. Are we not bailing out the pension system, which many people thought we did, was just continue to kick the can down the road. Here's one from Georgia. She says, wait a second, I'm not going to get a cost of living adjustment this year because of why, but everybody else can get their unemployment. Why can't I get my 2% COLA cost of living adjustment as a individual who gets Social Security?
Look at it this way. You probably got a stimulus check for $1,200. Maybe that covers the cost of living.
That's a great point. Here's one from Jimmy. Ed, people need to listen to your podcast. I enjoy the morning show, but your podcast, which normally, as you say, is about 15 to 20 minutes, I hear things, yes, as an extension of the morning show, but I hear things on the podcast we had no clue was even being talked about in the morning show. Enjoy it. Here's one, Ed and Roger, you guys are going to have a lot to answer for when this economy doesn't turn around. Ron DeSantis and all of you southern states run by Republicans are reopen up the economy when there's more cases of COVID-19.
It's already turning around, though.
I know. Okay, may I remind people here one more time? It's not the cases of those infected. Remember, a lot of people don't have any of they're asymptomatic. In other words, they don't have any of the runny nose or the fevers. But the question is what you look at is the hospitalization and the deaths. And by the way, no one ever seems to talk about the recovery. 855 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on Monument Road southbound, turning on to Atlantic. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friend stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy this morning with thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 90. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 71. Right now, 75 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
President Trump announced he's taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug that is used to treat lupus and malaria. It's never been approved for use in fighting COVID-19. A drug that is racing toward approval is one he should have been touting. It's from a U.S. company called Moderna. The company reports positive results for a coronavirus vaccine and pointed to 45 trial participants, all of whom had developed coronavirus antibodies after taking the drug. That news shot the Dow Jones Industrials up more more than 900 points on Monday. Gallup also released details of a new poll that finds Americans happier than they've been since the virus caused the government and certain scientists to shut it down. The reason? The country is opening up again, and we like our freedoms. Fox's Neil Cavuto interviewed a prominent doctor with 4 decades of experience treating patients. Dr. Robert Lahidi said hydroxychloroquine can kill a person who takes it in combination with other drugs like zinc and Z-Pak, which the president has talked about. The president is not a doctor and should not behave like one. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The DNA of Democracy is a brand new book by Richard C. Lyons, which explores the fundamentals of our liberty by looking historically at the tyrants and heroes who gave our present-day democracy its foundations. It's a thrilling ride through time to define what comprises tyranny and tyrants and what makes our democracy unique. The critics have responded with praise, as from Reader's Favorite.
The review from Reader's Favorite noted, "This is an academic text like no other, leading readers towards profound realizations and laughter at the same time. As a work of popular history, the book most certainly succeeds. Lyons captures the reader's imagination with the DNA of democracy in a way that few books of this genre can. A thoroughly enjoyable read. This book serves as a how-to contemporary guide on identifying the menace of a tyrant when you see one."
This book makes a great summertime read. The DNA of Democracy by Richard C. Lyons is available in audio, digital, and print formats from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and independent bookstores everywhere, or visit RichardCLyons.com.
Our firefighters, police officers, and doctors are working harder than ever right now. The YMCA of North Florida wants to thank them by offering childcare. Childcare is available Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Extra precautions are being taken to make sure your child is as safe as you are keeping us. Space is limited. Visit FirstCoastYMCA.org. That's FirstCoastYMCA.org. Thank you for keeping our community healthy, safe, and thriving.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Thursday, we've got the rip-off of the week, and then we've got things leading into Memorial Day. A lot of people are wondering what's open. Folks, I know some things aren't very explicit on government's websites. Trust me, I've covered this for years as a reporter. But a lot of things are kind of reopening. I think they're going to lax some of the rules. I'm certainly not going back to Jenny Springs like I did last year. Wow. Anyway, Roger, that was like Ice Cube meeting Garth Brooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was that packed, and it was actually okay. It was almost like watching Halloween. It's very entertaining what people wore out there anyway. But
in the middle of the woods.
In the middle of Jenny Springs. Oh, it was packed. Thousands of people. Yeah, but anyway. Okay. Anyway, we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. You can always email me at WBOB.com. We got new podcast. Also probably ready to go or later this morning. Just go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. Thankful to God every day for the show and all of you that tune in. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.